Speaking to reporters in Juba earlier today, Elijah Lier, managing director for the South Sudan's Media Authority, says all national journalists must acquire accreditation so that they are recognized as practicing journalists and qualified media practitioners.
Accreditation shall be granted only to an individual upon presentation of professional certificates, a recommendation letter duly issued by the media agency for which the media professional works, and duly and a file application form. A form will be made available by the media authority.
Under the new regulations, Chapter 2, Article 4, Subsection 1 states that any journalist being a citizen or resident of South Sudan who wishes to be recognized as an accredited journalist must apply to the authority for such status. Alier says national journalists will have to apply for renewal of their accreditation every year.
Journalists that are fully recognized and working and meet the requirement, they will be able to get the full accreditation. And the validity, as I told you, that is 12 months. The journalists outside Juba, this is a process. The launching of accreditation today is the process that is beginning, and it is an ongoing process. It's not going to stop.
Alier says journalists will need to pay an annual fee to acquire accreditation, but did not specify the amount. The Union of Journalists of South Sudan has expressed reservations about the new authority's regulation requiring journalists to acquire accreditation. Patrick Oyet, chairman of the South Sudan Union of Journalists, says the regulation is a new way for the government to restrict journalists from doing their work.
This regulation or accreditation of journalists should not suppress freedom of expression. This is the only concern we have, that it should not suppress, it should not stop people from expressing themselves. Because freedom of expression is not only about journalists. Even the freedom of media is not only about journalists, it's about everybody else getting opportunity, getting space to express themselves.
Ruot George, a journalist with Juba Echo, an online news outlet, says he worries the accreditation requirement may be used as a tool to restrict some experienced journalists from doing their job.
This announcement may pose some restriction on the media operation, especially from the side of the national security, because with the request of this document by the media authority, some security operatives will stick on it and will want every journalist to have this document. And for this reason, you know, it may create some small friction among the journalists in the field and the security.
George, who holds a bachelor's degree in international relations and diplomacy, says he began as a volunteer journalist in 2010 and worked for 2 years without any basic journalism skills. He says his passion for his work prompted him to learn on the job how to cover news and write news articles. He says the regulation will shut out people with different profession from practicing journalism.
Journalism is not necessarily a person that has gone to the school of journalism. It is a cross-cutting profession where even if you study health, even if you study petroleum or law, you are supposed to do journalism in which you will be a specialized based on the field that you have studied. Do reporting or analysis based on the field that you study. But then, if it is restricted, people will be discouraged.
According to the accreditation regulations, a graduate from other professions must have attained at least 1 year of training in media organization to qualify for accreditation. Liet Joseph, with a Juba-based City Review newspaper, who holds a Bachelor's of Art degree in Mass Communication, says even though he has a degree, he is still worried about the new regulation.
Authority may use that as an advantage, right, to punish those people who might not do what they want at the end of the day and withdraw or rejected their accreditations. But at a certain moment when they disagree with the authorities, that thing might be withdrawn. And that's my worry.
Kong Pal, chairman of the Association of Media Development in South Sudan, says the new regulation may affect certain journalists and advises all journalists to work closely with the media authority in respecting the law.
I believe 90% of journalists have a certificate one way or another. There are those training that has been done. So it should not be a concern. It should not be alarm journalists, because what they need, you go there, you explain your position. I'm like this, I practice journalism. I see there's no problem. It's a good beginning. In the process, we'll see if it is getting to be a challenging, is something that we will, as AMDIS and other media institutions, will address with media authorities.
There are about 200 journalists practicing journalism in South Sudan in about 100 active media houses. Alier says the accreditation process will determine qualified journalists in the country. He says the new regulation will take effect in 5 days. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.